Rav Gedalia Shor in the Or Gedaliah points out that the days, he doesn't point this out, the Torah points out the days between Pesach and Shavuos is the time of Sfiras Omer. We count 50 days, even though we count 49 days. And he claims that the days of Sfira, the 49 days of Sfiras Omer, are divided into three different sections. And we know in Pirkei Avos we say that the world is dependent on three things: al Shochar Ma'olam Omed, al Torah, v'al Avoda, v'al Gamilas Chasodim, on Torah and Avoda and acts of kindness. And he says each of these three, there are relevant to the three different parts of Sfiras Omer. So he claims the first third of Sfira, that's Pesach, that's the Keneged Avoda. Because we know that Pesach is the Karban Pesach. Everyone, all Chayis, ought to bring a Paschal lamb. And therefore that's the Avoda. That's time for Avoda during is the focus on the first third of Sfira. The second third of Sfira, he claims, is the time of Gemilas Chasodim, times of loving kindness. And that's why Pesach Sheni, which is today, falls out during the middle of this period. Because it's the Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a chance to make up the mitzvah they missed. They're feeling terrible, Lama Nigara, and they made it up to them. And the third section is Talmud Torah. And that's what the whole Sfiras Omer is all about. Yitzias Mitzrayim, to accept the Torah in Har Sinai. And therefore, Lag BaOmer is the beginning of the third section. And that's when we start entering the Hachana for Kabbalah Satorah. As we know, one of the opinions the Chasam Sofer brings down, that the month started to fall on Lag BaOmer. In other words, for 30 days there was matzah. They ate, and then it took another 3 days for the month to fall. And that's what Chazal say, Nidna Torah Elo La'Ochei Haman. What does that mean? It's a hint to the fact that the month started then and was the Hachana for Kabbalah Satorah. And that's why this could explain as well why did Rabbi Akiva Talmidim, 24,000, they stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. Well, you know, there were none of the left, but why did they stop dying? Because as we know, Shogolonogu covered Zelazeh, they might not have, they've been lacking in other areas in Gemilas Chasodim, they didn't treat their people properly on their level. However, they were very strong regarding Talmud Torah. So therefore, the third section from Lag BaOmer on, which corresponds to Torah, so therefore, no one died. In fact, we know Shimon Bar Yochai, who's the one who's known as bringing Torah HaNistar, the Zohar, he has his Yortzan on Lag BaOmer, Hilula, because it's the beginning of the third section, and therefore, it's Talmud Torah Megula, Lag BaOmer is Talmud Torah Denister. And that's how Rav Gedalia Yeshua points out, we're splitting into three. The first section is Keneged Avoda, the Karban Pesach. The second section, Ben Adam Achavero, Gomilas Chasodim, Pesach Sheni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt the pain and he gave them the ability to do Pesach Sheni. And thirdly, is the third section, Lag BaOmer, is the time of Torah, and that's why they were strong in time of Torah, therefore the Talmidim stopped dying, and that's why we know Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was Nifter, and he revealed the Torah's HaNister during this time period, and that's when the month started, because as Chazal tell us, the Merumas were Nitnu Haman, Ochei Haman. The Torah was given for the Ochei Haman. It's the Merumas that the purpose is the Torah, and that's why we lead from Lag BaOmer into Shavuos, because the whole purpose is Talmud Torah and Matan Torah.